as a listener, you can choose to send any tokens that you may have in your wallet to podcasts. And the podcasters who make those shows receive those tokens, then they can choose to either use those tokens to support other podcasts, or they can actually withdraw those funds to their bank account, meaning the listener can actually financially support their favourite podcasters. Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Okay, let's talk a bit more about our True Fans wallet. When I joined True Fans, see episode 3, I was given a digital wallet. Why, Sam, was I given that wallet?
Your digital wallet stores your tokens. The tokens are monetary tokens that you can give to your favorite creators, podcasters. So it has to be stored somewhere, and that's all the digital wallet is.
So as a listener, you can choose to send any tokens that you may have in your wallet to podcasts. And we're going to talk in the future about the various different ways that you can do that. And the podcasters who make those shows receive those tokens, then they can choose to either use those tokens to support other podcasts, or they can actually withdraw those funds to their bank account, meaning the listener can actually financially support their favorite podcasters, which sounds fabulous.
It is. And once you've got used to giving your favorite podcasters some tokens, it becomes quite addictive, actually, because you then want to find more and more people you can give tokens to.
Brilliant. You're a big fan of gamification, Sam, and you set up ways in the True Fans app that people can earn some of these tokens to get them started. Tell me more about some of these.
So when you join, you get given your wallet, and when you complete certain tasks, which we've used to help you understand True Fans, so when you've done your first comment, or when you've done your first super comment, or when you've streamed your first show, so you've paid to listen to a show, you will actually earn more tokens from us, because we want you to learn how to use True Fans by actually giving you tokens back as a reward. So that's the first part of the gamification. The second part of the gamification is you will go to trailers, and you'll be able to see there's a whole host of trailers from a variety of podcasts, and it'll say you can earn while listening. And you go, oh, so you give yourself 3 minutes, maybe some of them are 1 minute, some are 2 minutes. So if you give us your time and attention, or you give those creators your time and attention, you will see the amount of tokens you can earn in your wallet. And then later on, we've built in 3 other elements of gamification. So the first one's being a super fan. As you listen to shows, as you comment on shows, you share episodes, create clips, maybe do other things for that podcaster, you will earn points towards becoming a super fan. And then there are leaderboards for individual podcasts and a leaderboard for the overall super fan for True Fans as well. So you can see how you can earn and get yourself up the leaderboards. And those will eventually result in exclusive things that you can do. Maybe the creator will give you early access to an episode. Maybe they'll give you first refusal on tickets to their live show. Or maybe in the merchandise store, you'll get a discount on a t-shirt. So there's many different ways being a super fan can reward you. But one way is, when you are the super fan of a show, you get 1% of any payments from other users that they receive. So you can earn more money by being the super fan into your wallet from other people paying your favorite creator. Of course, you can lose being a super fan if you become inactive. So it's worth you remaining active with your favorite podcasts. And finally, we will be issuing out good old badges. There'll be badges for when you join, when you listen to so many episodes, when you've done certain tasks and reached certain milestones within the system. So you have the ability to be a super fan, get on leaderboards, earn badges, and earn tokens. So that's all about gamification.
Brilliant. Sam has just mentioned a couple of things that we will be covering in more detail in future episodes. But if you want to get ahead, click on the avatar at top right of the True Fans screen and a sidebar of delightful options will appear. This is where you can find the trailers Sam talked about and listen to a few to begin adding tokens to your wallet. You can also click on Superfans to see who is currently topping the leaderboard for the app in general. We'll look at how to find leaderboards for specific shows a bit further down the line. Skip back to episode 1 to be reminded of how you can also earn tokens in your wallet by listening to episodes of FanZone.
So the gamification is all about helping you discover more podcasts, helping you interact through your activity and earn through monetization. So discovery, interactivity and monetization are elements that gamification enables us to do.
Yeah, thank you. I can go into my settings where I can manage my wallet. Can you start by just giving me a brief description of how I go to my settings and get to my wallet? And then when I'm there, what things might I want to do with my wallet settings, please?
Okay, so first of all, in the top right-hand corner, you'll see your avatar. If you've uploaded your picture, you'll see it, or it'll be a picture of the True Fans logo. When you click on that, the first thing you'll see is how many tokens you currently have in your wallet. So that's a very quick visual indicator. Then you can scroll down to settings, and when you go into there, you'll get a new dashboard. Scroll down on the left-hand side to wallet, and then it'll take you to the section in your settings just specifically for wallets. The first thing again is you'll see how much is in your wallet. Now, if your wallet's running low, the first thing you might want to do is top up your wallet. And we've made that super simple. You click one button, you say how much you want to top it up with. So in your local currency, £10, $10, 10 euros. We will tell you how many tokens that is equivalent to. You then press purchase and we use Stripe to make that payment. So it will come from your Stripe account. And if you haven't got one, you quickly set up one. But then the next time you go back, you will just have one quick access. You can do this on your mobile phone with Apple Pay or Google Pay or PayPal. And it's very simple, therefore, to top up your wallet. So that's step one. The next thing you'll see is a subscribe button. And what does that mean? It means that you don't want to have to manually top up your wallet all the time. You can set a monthly subscription. So you click on subscribe, you choose the amount, 3, 5, 10 or more, that you would like to have auto top up every month. And each month we will then charge your credit card or bank account and then top up your wallet for you. You can also pause those subscriptions if you want, or you can go back in and manage your subscription and change the amount higher or lower. So that makes it very easy to run a wallet with a auto top up facility.
Underneath that, I've got something that says budget limit. What does that mean?
One of the things that you can do in TrueFans is you can stream tokens to your favorite creator. So you can say, I would like to pay 5 tokens, 10 tokens, 50 tokens a minute to my favorite creator. And that will come out of your wallet. Or you can switch that to support. And what support means is I would like to pay in advance for the full length of the next episode that is published by my creator. So with stream, you're only paying for what you listen to. So if you listen to 5, 10 or 15 minutes of an hour podcast, you only pay for that amount. Of course, you don't have to pay anything if you want. You can set that value to zero. But if you've chosen to make a small micro payment, then you only pay for the amount you want when you stream. With support, you're saying, I really would like to support this creator. So whether I listen to 5, 10 or 15 minutes or the whole episode, I want to pay for the whole episode. So we then work out what the value of that whole episode is, which is the amount per minute times the total time of the episode to give you a cost for that episode. And that's what we would take out of your wallet. But we realize that there is a problem. You could empty your wallet and you wouldn't know about it before, you know, you came back to your wallet. So now what you can do is you can put a budget limit. So let's say your monthly top up is £10 a month, but you might want to put your budget limit at £5. So I'll support my favorite shows that I'm a fan of. And when they produce a new episode, I will give them whatever the value of that episode is, maybe £1.10 or 50 cents. It can be anything depending on the length of the episode. But when my budget runs out, my budget limit, then don't make any more payments from my actual full wallet. So it's a way of protecting you from having your wallet fully emptied by having a budget limit on what you want in order to support your favorite creators.
Yeah, brilliant. I just wanted to re-clarify here that all of these payment options for podcasts are completely optional. So we're not saying that because you listen, you will be paying. You are in complete control. If you want to pay something to a podcast, then you can do that. And we'll talk a little bit more about defaults in a moment as well. But there's still, just like any other podcast app, you can still listen to any show you want without paying a penny, can't you, Sam?
Exactly. And just the same way as when you're not logged in, you can listen to any show for free. When you are logged in, you could equally listen to any show for free.
Okay. So if you are interested in supporting podcasters, which is a lovely thing to do, and podcasters will be very, very grateful to you, there are two more things I wanted to mention in the settings, in the wallet settings, because I'm looking at the screen now, Sam. I've got here display currency and I've got a toggle for fiat and sats. What does that mean?
Fiat currency is just your local currency, so dollars, pounds, euros, Aussie dollars, Swiss francs, whatever it may be. Most people are very comfortable in seeing any payments they make in their local currency. We understand 10p or 50 cents. That's where people are more comfortable starting out using TrueFan. So we default it when we show any payments in your local currency. But of course, as you get used to using Bitcoin micropayments, sats, which are what we call tokens, then it's very simple for you to switch into that model. And then you'll see everything becomes 1000 sats or 1000 tokens. When you first join TrueFan, we want it to be very comfortable for you to understand. And so we put everything in your local currency. But as you get more aware of how you can use micropayments, you may want to switch to using token sats.
Yeah. So it's a matter of choice. It's just a matter of preference, isn't it?
It is.
If you did want to start giving some payments, you also have an option in the wallet settings to set up default payments. And we will talk more about how you can pay shows, for example, with super comments. But this is just a place where you can set up something that will automatically default pay a certain amount. Is that right?
Correct. So the first way that you probably learned to pay your favorite creator was go to an episode, click on the icon for your local currency, and it will then say how many pennies, pounds, cents would you like to pay per minute for listening to this podcast. Every time you go to a new episode, you would have to put in the amount you want to pay for that episode. So one way that you can have that automated is to put a default amount into your play button. So you can say, every time I play an episode, I want it to default to 10p or 30 cents or 100 sats. And so we will then look at your defaults and then make you aware that that's the cost for each episode. It makes it easier once you're comfortable with making those micropayments because you don't have to manually update each episode every time. We will just pick it up from your default settings.
Yeah. And to begin with, that is set at nothing.
Absolutely zero. Zilch, nothing at all.
Brilliant. As I mentioned, we will go into more detail about how you can stream and how you can add super comments that involves using your tokens. And this episode will be the one that you come back to just to get a grounding in all of that. So thank you so much for explaining the wallet, Sam.
Pleasure, Claire. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.